In action. We're going to move from one source of pride and joy to another here, from a guy who's a pride and joy of our city as a community leader to a set of relationships with our sisters that are prides and joys for all of us involved. So we're looking forward to this report very much. Would you read the next item, please?
Item 574, accept the 2015 annual report on sister city activities.
Welcome, gentlemen, to kick this presentation off. Thank you very much for being here today, and it was just great to have our sister cities represented in the building earlier today with our reception and part of the Rose Festival fun. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Hector Miramontes, Director of International Relations for the City of Portland. Among my responsibilities, I work with Portland's 9 sister city associations and our 1 Friendship City Association. This is a committed group of volunteers who together put on an incredible variety of activities and events every year that support our engagement with the international community. As you mentioned, Mayor, earlier today the group of Sister City Association leaders put on the 4th annual Sister City reception for visiting Sister City guests, international dignitaries, consuls, generals, and other international leaders based in Portland. So this is my 2nd time speaking before the council, and I would like to thank you, mayors and commissioners, for this opportunity. Today, we'd like to use our time to have Portland's Sister City Association leaders speak to the council on their respective Sister City Associations, providing a brief annual report on activities carried out in the course of the previous year. And before I invite my colleagues to speak, I would like to provide some background on the Sister City program. Portland's 9 sister city cities are members of Sister Cities International, a national nonprofit program that was initiated by the Eisenhower administration in 1959 with the purpose of working to foster an international atmosphere of understanding and respect. So just briefly. Portland also has 1 active Friendship City relationship with Utrecht, the Netherlands, and we just happen to have a representative here in the council, Mr. Sockers, here in the audience. This friendship designation is a provisional status before becoming a sister city, and I would like to point out that in spite of the provisional status, our relationship with Utrecht is defined by productive exchanges in business, education, government, and beyond. And they're certainly doing that during their visit. So each of Portland's 9 sister cities and our 1 friendship city bring real benefits to our city and the metropolitan area. They contribute to and enhance Portland's engagement with the international community, helping us promote cultural and educational exchanges and fostering global economic ties. It's an honor to work with such a committed group of people. So I would now like to invite my colleague, Mr. James Autry, president of the Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association, to start us off with the association's annual report.
Great. Thank you. Good. Welcome.
Well, thank you for allowing us to be here again and to present our annual reports. I am James Autry. My full-time job is my company runs 2 nonprofits here in the Portland metro area, the Christian Chamber of Commerce of the Northwest. We've been meeting for about 7 years, 13 meetings. I've done over 1,000 meetings in the last 5 years. And then I have another nonprofit called Serving Our Neighbors that's been engaging with the pastors that were in this room over the last years, as well as the community with the Plow Association and so forth, just helping, encouraging people to show up. So we are proud to sponsor the Rose City Reception that we do, and I was the chair for that today, and it's just a blast. I love setting that platform together and hosting the folks together and kind of coordinating all the things behind the scenes. So it was a deeply great honor to do that today. Well, Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association has been around for 27 years. We are actually coming up on 28 years now. And it's a growing Israeli city. It's one of the largest ones as far as area land. It's 38,300 citizens now. And it's home to one of the largest desalination plants, Israeli beer breweries, as well as some of the fine, most creative young entrepreneurs. I love the fact that Ashkelon, Israel, is right there where the Intel plants are, Microsoft, a lot of technologies, biotechnologies come out of that particular district in that community, as well as environmental breakthroughs and medical breakthroughs. So there's lots of incredible things happening in Ashkelon. They are building a brand new city hall that should be opening in 2008, and then has lots of parks and a lot of similarities between Portland and Ashkelon. It's steeped in history. It's over 5,000 years old, ancient biblical city. And then 25% of the residents of Ashkelon are under 18. And so they have 27,000 students from in preschool and grade school, and 5,500 students that are actually attending Ashkelon College. And so they have a unique program developed for all of these young folks. And their school system is prides itself on quality and excellence. And so it's a very high-tech area. They have a new area that's 198 acres that's being built in the north part of the city. And so there's lots of expansion going on in Ashkelon. This last year, we also helped coordinate the reception. And so our focus for our local efforts here is I am the new president and been rebuilding the infrastructure for Ashkelon-Portland relationships. We have a brand new mayor in Ashkelon, so we're working with him and partnering with him in various ways. And his name is Itamar Shimoni. And this is the new city hall that's on the that's being built currently. And so it's just an amazing partnership there that I'm looking forward to rebuilding and reestablishing. It was kind of silent for a little bit and off and on here and there, struggling for leadership. But over the last 3 or 4 years, because of my work with the Christian Chamber and serving our neighbors, there's now loss of interest from various community leaders, like some of the ones that were in this room earlier, to connect and to partner in that way. And so we have some events that we're planning for this year as well to honor our local rabbis, Zuckerman. And then we will be focusing in on some summer activities to raise continued funding. So I'm excited about what Ashkelon's been doing and the Portland-Ashkelon Sister City Association, and looking forward to a very bright future. So thanks again.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the good work.
Thanks.
Okay, who's next?
I think Alan. Oh, it's Bologna. I'm sorry.
Bologna next? Okay. Keeping alphabetical order here?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Good afternoon. Hello. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you. My name is Philip Testio, and I am the president of the Portland Bologna Sister City Association. We have been celebrating our 10th anniversary this year, and that brought a nice delegation from Bologna to visit us last summer, last June, for Rose Festival. We had 10 people from various aspects of Bologna, the government, industry, also food and wine, and they came and enjoyed themselves. They had an incredible little setup where they set up a Casa Bologna in the park blocks at an apartment there. They rented it for a couple weeks, and we had numerous activities there, presentations, festivities. It was really quite wonderful. Part of their delegation to us was a group of three startup companies, representatives from those companies, and they established incredible contacts with the Portland community. It was lovely that they were so well matched with what goes on in Portland. These people were actually winners of a contest in Bologna to be able to travel here and take part. And those have already paid off, those contacts we've made have already paid off in a number of ways. We also sent a delegation for our 10th anniversary to Bologna. If you can see the slide that is there now, the October 2014 delegation went and it coincided with the 70th anniversary of the Linea Gotica, which they call it in Italy, the Gothic Line. And that was a time when American soldiers stood outside of Bologna for almost a year waiting to enter it and to liberate the people there. My Uncle Joe, a Portland resident, longtime Portland resident and graduate of Franklin High School and the University of Portland, was one of those soldiers. So it meant a lot for me to be able to go there and to help that celebration. We also had a symposium with regional governments that Bologna put together for us. This was fascinating. We saw all these small communities outside of Bologna that are very interested in the relationship with Portland. And when we were in Pianoro, which is what the slide is now, I stressed that Portland and our region have a great willingness to work with them, and they were very excited to hear about that. I hope that our relationships will continue to extend our contacts, but also we can reap the bounty of that beautiful region surrounding Bologna. The startups actually also were presented in front of the council in Bologna, and there was a group of about 300 people jammed into a beautiful sala in the Palazzo Comunale in Bologna, hearing the extolled virtues of Portland. It was pretty unbelievable. We sat there, and this Portland never looked so good. They took slides of their visit here, and each of them talked about their experiences with contacting other like businesses here, but also just their love for Portland. It was incredible, and it just really filled the room, and I was really happy to have the opportunity to be there. This year also is the year that we send our youth exchange to Bologna, and we have 9 high school students from the Portland area, including our first students ever from Franklin High School, Jefferson High School, and Health and Sciences in Beaverton. We also were able to give our first full scholarship to someone to go to Bologna for 15 days, and they will be leaving in 2 weeks, and we'll be spending 2 weeks, and I can't wait for them to come back and tell us of their visit. They're very excited. We met with them. They're wonderful ambassadors for the city of Portland, and I'm quite proud to be connected with them and to have them go as our representatives. So thank you very much, and thank you, Council, for giving us this opportunity every year to touch base with you. Know that we appreciate the exposure, but also that we appreciate your connections with us, too. So thank you
very
much.
When is the next official delegation trip to Bologna?
I would love to be able to tell you that, but we don't know at this time. But whenever you're ready.
Well, the last one was Commissioner Novick.
Yeah, I was going to say that actually Commissioner Novick was there, and I talked to him briefly about it before, and I was really happy that he had a chance to go, and he seemed to like it a lot, so that's great.
My wife and I had a wonderful time there, and Francesca Martinezzi with the city gave us a fantastic tour of City Hall.
Yeah.
And I want all of the viewers of Cable Access to know that if you're going to Bologna, the pumpkin tortellini at Cera Una Volta is not to be missed.
Okay. Perfect. The food there is wonderful.
By the way, there's one other connection between Portland and Italy, which is not as well known, which is there's a Portland couple, 2 women who are married that have 2 children, who are in a case that's working its way to the highest court in Italy to establish the rights of their children to dual citizenship.
Wonderful.
And because it's a same-sex marriage and because of some other legal complications,
wonderful,
has not been worked out. So a Portland couple is actually going to set the precedent in Italy for the rights of children of same-sex couples where there is a dual citizenship opportunity.
That's fantastic. Thank you for bringing that up. Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks All very
right.
much.
All right.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. I'm Stephanie Lamberson. I'm the president of the Portland Guadalajara Sister City Association. It's a pleasure to be here again with you all. I'm just going to get right to what we've been up to. We've been a busy bunch. First off, I'm so proud of our Bombero program that we are able to purchase some CPR mannequins this year, and in order to train and certify people in Spanish and in English. So far, we kick-started that at our last event, at the Cinco de Mayo event, and we were able to certify 136 people in CPR. 42 of those were Spanish-speaking. We were also, through that program, procure 143 self-contained breathing apparatuses, air packs, from a private donor in Washington that has been donated all throughout Latin America. So we're really proud of those life-saving devices. In addition to that, one of our executive board members is also a Portland firefighter, Jose Troncoso, and we send him to Guadalajara on a semi-regular basis to do training with the Bombero program there in Guadalajara, as well as hosting firefighters from Guadalajara to come to Portland and learn the life-saving techniques that have helped them. As well as sending Jose to Guadalajara, we were able to send a couple of other board members to Guadalajara this last year. They met with the Director of International Relations and the Executive Director of the International Book Fair. That takes place in Guadalajara annually. They are the largest book fair in Latin America. We were there to kind of plant the seed for a long-term plan to have Oregon as the guest of honor at this event, which would open up international business opportunities. Here locally, we've been working with Portland Literary Arts to bring Latin American authors to the Portland's Woodstock event. So some of these funds that we're raising, we've been able to adopt an autism school in Guadalajara. And here locally, we have adopted a pre-K albina Head Start program where we've donated toys at holiday time and purchased bilingual books for the classroom. Our funding has also supported Habitat for Humanity, Snowcap Charitable Services, and Miracle Theater Company. PGSCA helped fund Girl Scouts of Oregon's World Thinking Day. We provided a workshop on history and traditions of Mexican cuisine. Now, all that funding came from the hard work and efforts of our board through our Cinco de Mayo Fiesta. This year, our event, just tying up the bows with it now, we welcomed about 80,000 people to Waterfront Park. We had the mariachis from Guadalajara, Ballet Folklorico, Lucha Libre, authentic food, music, and artisans to our city. We were honored to have Mayor Hales as our keynote speaker at our annual naturalization ceremony this year, and also our Royal Rosarians. We really appreciate everybody's efforts. This year, we welcomed 49 new citizens from all over the world. Also at our Cinco de Mayo event, we offer a student assembly that we treat over 1,300 school children to a special performance on the Cinco de Mayo stage. And we held this year the Guinness World Record for largest gathering of people wearing sombreros for 2 days, because right after we broke the record, which was our own record, 2 days later at a LA Angels baseball stadium, which they're known for crushing people's records, beat us by a mere 19,000 people wearing sombreros. So we held it for a couple days. So we're taking suggestions on what kind of world record to break at our Cinco de Mayo event next year. So get your thinking caps
on.
Might
have to be food related.
Maybe wearing sombreros, eating burritos, doing something. Yeah. Thank you for having us today.
Thank you. Yeah, the naturalization ceremony is a wonderful tradition. That's great. Thank you.
Well, it was such an honor to have you there. And the citizens, the new citizens, were just, they couldn't believe it, that their welcome to our city is, what, the mayor is going to be welcoming? You know, it was just really special. So thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you. That's great.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to Mayor Hales and the members of the City Council. My name is Rob Hungerford, and most of you know me from a lot of different hats that I wear, the Rosarians or the AFSCME and different things, but I'm also privileged to serve as a board member of the Portland Kaohsiung Sister City Association. And since that's a little bit of a mouthful, I'm just going to call them the PKSCA through this thing. So the mission of the PKSCA is to promote people-to-people exchanges of educational, artistic, and cultural activities in accordance with the spirit of the Sister City International Program, and to promote Portland and Kaohsiung to the world. So some of the highlights of the PKSCA this past year include our goodwill delegations, both to and from Kaohsiung. So each year, a delegation from Portland visits Kaohsiung for several days during the Lantern Festival. And we try to know when that is, but sometimes the dates move, as we experienced this last year. But we did have a great delegation go there. And then each June, an official delegation from the city of Kaohsiung comes to visit Portland for the Rose Festival. Our 2015 Portland delegation was made up of city officials, civic leaders. We were privileged to have the Rose Festival Queen with us, the president of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation, and Prime Minister of the Royal Rosarians, and many members of the PKSC board. Later this evening, the City of Portland and the PKSCA board will greet a delegation of over 30 arriving from Kaohsiung City. This delegation is made up of members of the Kaohsiung City Council, the Kaohsiung City Government, and civic leaders. And these visits provide firsthand contact among civic and business and government leaders and increase the understanding of each other's city. And as we found out, did you know that now you can get your voodoo donut fix for your maple bar covered in bacon in Taiwan? So when you go there,
strange
you can stop
but
in.
True, that's right.
Yes, voodoo donuts. So another program that we have is the host family program for students coming from Kaohsiung's Shuta High School. And so yesterday, a delegation of over 70 students and staff arrived from Shuta, and they are now with their host families from across the Portland area being provided an American home experience. And these are extremely talented musicians and dancers. They're going to stay here for about a week. They'll be participating in the Rose Parade, and we'll have a marvelous performance Monday night at David Douglas High School. And for them, this is a wonderful firsthand experience, experiencing the culture of the city of Portland. And PKSCA is very proud that this year for the Rose Festival, we have 100 delegates coming from Kaohsiung. Another program that we have is our participation in the Grand Floral Parade. And so each year since 1989, Portland and Kaohsiung have jointly sponsored a beautiful and often prize-winning float in the Grand Floral Parade. And this year is no exception, and the float will be accompanied by music and dance groups from the Shuta High School. Another activity that we have is the dragon boat racing, and that's going on right now, of course. And this is an annual cultural event hosted by the PKSCA that is held in early June of each year and is a sanctioned Rose Festival event. This year's race features 60 teams from all over the world, and they race in our very unique Taiwan-style dragon boats over 2 days of racing. So Mayor Hales and the members of the City Council, the PKSCA wants to thank you for your continued support of our association and its mission in the sister cities.
Thank you.
Thanks
very much. We'll see you Saturday morning at the Dragon Boats.
Yes. Well, I'll be split. I'll be over at the coronation.
Yes. So will I.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello. My name's Alan Ellis, and I'm here to talk about the Portland Cabada Sister City Association. And I get two questions right off the bat. How do you pronounce that Russian sister city, and where is it located? And the KH, the beginning of Khabarovsk, is a H sound, and the stress is on the middle syllable, so it ends up Khabarovsk, Khabarovsk. And it's named after an explorer named Khabarov. And where it's located, you have a handout, and it, you can see at the top there's a logo. Sister City logo, and there are two red dots. One red dot is where Portland, Oregon is. Oh, there it is, where Oregon is located, and the other red dot is where Khabarovsk is located. You know, separated by the Pacific Ocean, they're on the same, basically the same parallel, but the climates are quite different. It gets much colder there, and a little bit and much more humid there in the summer. But like Portland, there is a major river that flows into right next to Khabarovsk, and that is the Amur, and you see that indicated there. And it forms the border between China and Russia, and right above Manchuria. The people in this part of the of Russia don't like to be called Siberia. They like to be called the Russian Far East. Thank you. And Khabarovsk is a regional capital. It's a political, regional political, educational, and cultural center. And also a lot of good music comes out of there. We've had a Jazz Bridge exchange, and we're bringing over, in November 8th, we're going to have our Bridge to Russia gala celebrating 27 years of the partnership at VD Bohem in Southeast Portland. And we're having the debut of one of the most popular soft rock groups coming over from Khabarovsk. So that'll be a lot of fun. Last year, a delegation came here. We had just visited Khabarovsk last May at the height of the Ukrainian crisis. And it was a little problematic at the time. And yet, when we got there, everything was, we had tremendous hospitality. And then we brought the group over here. And what it shows is that all of our sister cities have the ability over the years to bridge the political, cultural gaps, and even sometimes transcend international disputes. These people-to-people programs really do a lot of good and really pave the road for commercial and diplomatic ties later on down the road. We have a number of programs. We're going to be bringing over a group of students from Khabarovsk in the fall, and they are going to be hosted by Franklin High School students. And at Franklin High School, we have a Russian language program. And then that group of Franklin High School students is going over in the spring. And this is a renewal of a very successful educational exchange, homestay exchange, with the same school, Gymnasium Number 5, back in the 90s with Lincoln High School. So we're really happy about that. We're also have the Oregon Historical Society that is partnering with the Khabarovsk City History Museum, and they may have an exchange of employees pretty soon. Radio sports, ham radio, big thing. First joint project we had with Khabarovsk, and that's going to also pick up. And we also do a number of activities, and one of which we had at Kachka, the Russian restaurant in town, for International Women's Day. On the beginning of May, we celebrated Victory Day, which is a huge holiday over there, celebrates the victory over Hitler.
Now, wait a second. You had an event at Kachka?
Yeah.
How did we miss that event? Just a quick aside.
It was on the 9th of May, I believe. The International Women's Day is the 8th of May, and we had that on a Sunday, I believe, at Kachka.
We'll never forgive Martha Pellegrino for losing that invitation. And by the way, I went there recently, and you know that menu and the long list of vodkas?
Yes,
and
yes.
I said, I can't possibly choose a vodka here. What do you recommend? The person recommended a Portland vodka.
Wow, how about that?
A lot of Portland vodka.
Very diplomatic.
Next time you do Kachka, would you please let us know?
So, yeah, our most recent one was Victory Day at, celebrating the commemoration of the victory over Hitler, and 20 million died, and they still remember the being allies with the United States, and that's a real continuing positive thing. And we are also promoting a summer festival at Lewis and Clark College, sponsored by Portland Piano International. And that is going to be from 18th to the 21st. And they are focusing on a very famous Soviet pianist and his compositions named Sviatoslav Richter. And they have world-class pianists coming to town for that. So I hope someday you can come to, some of you will be able to go to Khabarovsk and experience the hospitality there. And despite all the problems we have, our countries have now over the Ukraine, things are very positive and beneficial for both cities because of this relationship. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Chido Tliwayo, and I am a board member of the Portland Mutare Sister City Association. Despite being granted political asylum, I'm truly appreciative for the relationship that Portland has with Mutare Zimbabwe. Portland Mutare Sister City Association's goal is to shrink the distance from Africa to Portland. We want to build bilateral trust and personal relationships. Now, that being said, Zimbabwe is a country with political tension. The economy is in tatters, and the HIV rate is still high, though it has dropped 10% in the last decade. Zimbabwe's life expectancy is 39, and the health and education system has imploded. Women have really become the backbone of the economy and are getting some foreign assistance thanks to people like us. Annually, we hold a fundraiser on December 1st, World AIDS Day, and with this money that we're able to fundraise, we work on various projects, and this past year we focused on three. One of them is with the St. Warburg School, which is a relationship we've built, we've had with them for over a decade now. We've supported children's school fees who wouldn't have been able to afford, as well as critically needed custodial and staffing needs for the St. Warburg School. It just opened this January, and as they were busy enrolling and making sure that all the needed resources were there, and things were really looking up, and we had a little over 1,000 students by the end of January who started this term. Our second project we've been working on was with Island Hospice, which was the first hospice in Africa, which was established in 1971. We helped fund the acquisition of commodes and other basic custodial care needs, as we support terminally ill patients. The third project we've worked on this past year is with an organization called Zewe, and which means deaf and is a school for the hearing impaired. We help fund materials and training for deaf women at this school in Mutare. And what these women are able to do is use patterns to make sanitary napkins, which without this, they would not have been able to go to school, because usually this problem of sanitary wear is number one reason why girls are absent during school term in the region. Let's see here. Just in closing, I wanted to say that the world looks at Zimbabwe and despairs. As a sister city, we work directly with our neighbors in Mutare and are full of hope and bolstered by their hard work, determination, and accomplishments in the face of unbelievable challenges. So thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good afternoon.
Konnichiwa. Portland Sapporo Shimai Toshi Kyokai no report o sasete itadaku Kyokai no 会長, Bacon Michael to 申しますが. Good afternoon. My name is Michael Bacon. I am the president of the Portland Sapporo Sister City Association. Last year, I made the mistake of doing my professional introduction, which I work for Portland Public Schools in working with all of our language immersion programs. So you'll see some influence of the educational aspects that we have in our piece. We were at Portland and Sapporo. Are two cities that really are thriving cities that share a tremendous amount of similarities, amazing qualities in terms of bountiful nature, high quality of living, a focus on sustainability, also a high sort of level of culinary and of course, beer that is focused there. We, as an association, really have had three major areas that we focus on for the past year. And first of all is actually our youth exchanges. And in this, we actually have three major ones that are currently going on. We have an exchange with the eight city high schools in Sapporo. And every year, this is a picture here, and as you can see that Mayor Hales is greeting and speaking to our delegation of those high school students that came, two from each of the high schools there. And they spent time in host families here, really exchanging with our schools at elementary, middle, and high school in Portland Public Schools, and really getting an opportunity to learn more about the city and its unique aspects as well here in Portland. We also have a Sapporo Summer Institute, and we are just getting ready to send off nine students from actually Grant High School, who will be spending, I believe it's 4 weeks total. They're going to school, really engaging in what I call sort of the micro-touring, not getting on a bus and traveling around, but really getting to know the people and places. And the educational system and their peers there in Sapporo. And we scholarship, our association scholarship students to support them in going to that and participating in that. And there is a third youth exchange, which is one that happens on the Sapporo side as well, where we take university students or college students here in the Portland area who go there to participate bilingually. They actually have to demonstrate a certain level of Japanese proficiency to really participate in exchanging with Sapporo's various sister city students from various sister cities of Sapporo, all done in that part of it, all done in Japanese. And they discuss geopolitical, economic, social justice issues, environmental issues as they work together in a summer institute in August. Our picture here that you see, this is not Sapporo. This is actually the waterfront here in Portland. This is our cherry blossoms. The students who came from the eight city high schools went down to the waterfront. We had, after our greeting here in City Hall, went down there and happened to have some free time, and this is what resulted. They were quite excited and exuberant to see the falling petals of the cherry blossoms. These are really, in terms of our focus on youth exchanges, having our ambassadors for the city, our junior ambassadors for the city. Next up here is one of the major exchanges that we do is every year we host or sponsor with the Northwest Film Center what's called the Sapporo Shorts. And they are very short films that focus on, and it's sort of this competition that occurs within Sapporo. And the directors of that festival come here and meet and part of a reception and a dinner that talk about the festival and the different films that are in that festival. The other major team that we sponsor, our part that we sponsor, is our Portland Snow Team. I believe it's been about 18 years running now. This team is often sponsored by Columbia Sportswear, Taiheo Cement, and many others in the community. And they try to do things that represent, or sculptures that represent the city or our surrounding areas in Portland. Finally, this last year, I have to say, we were very fortunate to be sort of center stage last year in this event. It was our 55th anniversary as one of the oldest sister city associations and relationships here in the United States. We were fortunate to be sort of center stage, and this room was filled with many of our delegations. We had three major delegations. One was the mayor's, of course. And then secondly, we had the city assembly, a little bit larger than the city assembly or our commissioners here. I believe there was about 30 some of them. So I don't know how they come to consensus, but Japanese are very good at that. And finally, we had a very large citizens delegation, about 60 members that were here. And throughout that entire week, lots of opportunities to exchange in multiple levels. They were even there. They had bags and were going and cleaning up on the parade route as it ended, as part of their volunteer work here in Portland.
Michael, can I just observe, this was one of the harder assignments I've ever had to fulfill.
Was drinking sake up in the Japanese garden?
Yes. Mayor Hales couldn't attend the dinner, so he asked me to stand in for him. And the gentleman in the white jacket is the mayor of Sapporo.
Yes.
He travels with a translator, a young woman from Oregon, who was bilingual in school and now is the permanent translator for the mayor. And of course, the dinner, the mayor disclosed to us that one of the great cultural events of his lifetime was a Leonard Bernstein concert, where Leonard Bernstein and the Philharmonic came to Sapporo. And he also revealed to us that one of the great treasures of his country is a Isamu Noguchi park that is the centerpiece of their park system and one of the masterworks of Noguchi. And as he was describing this, his just face lit up, and it was an amazing evening. And the food was pretty good, too.
Food was awesome. And Naoko, who is a well-known chef now here in the Portland area. And the other thing that was very distinct about that evening, as I remember, there was some discussion about the new streetcar that's going into place, that went into place in Sapporo, and discussing whether a streetcar made here in Portland could become some part of the deal some way down the road. Correct? Is that right, Nick? I think I remember that.
I have to always say yes to Michael. He's my next-door neighbor, so I can't publicly disagree with him.
So, in closing, as an educator, I always am keen about giving homework. So I brought each of you our actual full-on report, all done in Japanese for the most part. And Mayor Hales, I have to say, your Japanese is quite good in here. And there are pictures, I think, of most all of you in here, so I will leave a copy of that. It has, as the Japanese are very good and meticulous detail orientation, this has all 55 years history included in here, so you can peruse that. It may be a picture book for some of you, but you can take a look at that. We thank you for all your support and look forward to our 60th anniversary coming up in 4 years. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's tough to follow. Good afternoon. I'm Kathy Chin, president of Portland Suzhou Sister City Association. And Mayor Hales and commissioners, thank you for the opportunity of reporting to you on the accomplishment of the Portland Suzhou Sister City Association over this past year. In carrying out our mission of facilitating cultural, education, and economic exchanges between Portland and Suzhou, China, Suzhou is about an hour and a half of car ride from Shanghai, west of Shanghai, or half an hour of fast train to go to Shanghai. So it's pretty close. Over the last year, we had a few major items that we did. So we have the 2014 Leadership Awards at the July Evening Under the Stars Gala, and which is the way that we recognize strong community support by honoring different organizations. So last year, we honored Davis White Tremaine for Business Leadership Award, accepted by our board member, Jim May, who is a partner there. And for a cultural award, we recognize Portland Center for the Arts Cultural Leadership Award, accepted by Ms. Laurie Kramer. And then the Suzhou Education Bureau for the Education Leadership Award, accepted by Mr. Chen Shu Yi, who is came from Suzhou to accept this award. And then at the same time, last July, we did the Suzhou Week 2014 here in this building on the first floor. I think some of you may remember. We had Mayor Hales to cut ribbons for us, and he also accepted a donation of 300 books, new books from Suzhou. It's called In Suzhou. Those are children's books. In addition to the books, we had two exhibits happening in City Hall last year. One is called The Majestic Mountains and Simmering Waters, art exhibit by our own board member, Francis Lee, who is a well-known Portland artist. And we also had a photography exhibit called Drink in the Beauty of Suzhou by the famous Suzhou photographer, Mr. Jing Zhang Fu. Then in October last year, we had the Suzhou official delegation that came to visit Portland, who was headed by Mr. Zhao Yulong, who is the Vice Director of Suzhou People's Congress. And there is a picture that was taken during his visit here in City Hall with Mayor Hales. This is a very high-level senior delegation who is with economic development leadership. So our organization organized a Nike campus tour and also organized a We Build Green Cities presentation by Portland Development Commission and hosted them for a welcome dinner at the University Club and attended by Mayor Hales and Mrs. Hales as well as quite a few other people. And they came away with very, very good impression of the city of Portland. They loved the clean air and the beautiful natural environment. And they were interested in learning more about our expertise in sustainable development and interested in future following up. In fact, our own PDC delegation, who is visiting China now, just happened to visit them. Actually, it's today, but it's 16 hours ago today. In Suzhou, and I heard reports this morning that the visit went really well, and they were happy, and Suzhou really take good care of them during this visit. So there's a lot of future economic development opportunities there. Next, our other piece of major work is working with the school. So we have the Suzhou Sister School students and teachers exchanges to visit Portland every February during Chinese New Year. Our two board members, Kojo Heckam of the Portland Public Schools, the immersion Chinese immersion program and Hong Yu Kai of the SkyBridge International actively support the Suzhou sister school visits to Portland every year. And on the air, which we welcome 6 to 8 schools a year, and the Suzhou students and teachers will typically spend a week in Portland getting to know their counterparts in their sister schools, and by spending time in classes, outings, and meals, this sister school exchange visits create good and long-lasting memories for students of both cities and help enforce their learning and understandings of the two cultures. In fact, Kojo had taken 46 students from Hartford schools to Suzhou in April, I believe in April, and just came back. And tonight they're having a student report parties at Hartford tonight. So that's just our offside. And then the last item I want to say is that we're in the middle of preparing for our annual fundraising evening under the Stars Gala the next Friday. And this is the event that helped us generate our needed funds to support our work, carrying on our mission. We also use this special occasion to strengthen our relations with our sponsors, partners, and community members. So we will recognize our leadership awards this year. Recipient this year, education awards will have two schools, Hartford Middle School and Cascade Heights Public Charter School. And business award, we will recognize Great Chairs America. And cultural award, we want to recognize the Lanzhou Chinese Garden. And I want to put in a special perk for the Lanzhou Chinese Garden, which is a friendship project between Portland and Suzhou, and is celebrating its 15 years anniversary this year, and has a very special relationship with the Portland Suzhou Sister City Association. Our organization's involvement with this garden started long before its construction, and we are very, very appreciative of their ongoing support, allowing us to hold our gala over there at really reasonable cost. So, in fact, I would like to invite all of you to come attend our gala next Friday at the Lanzhou Chinese Garden to celebrate the 27 years of excellent relations between Portland and Suzhou, as well as to mark this special milestone of the 15 years anniversary of the Lanzhou Chinese Garden. In addition, I'd like to thank you all for the funding for the repair of the pond. Really, really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and council members. I'd like to thank the city for giving all of our sister cities this opportunity to present today. My name is Catherine Morrow. I'm the current president of the Portland Ulsan Sister City Association. Ulsan is in South Korea. The Portland Ulsan Sister City Association was established in 1987 for the purpose of promoting bilateral exchange and economic relations between the cities of Portland, Oregon, and Ulsan, South Korea. The Sister City Association grew out of a port-to-port relations between Ulsan and Portland back in 1986 when Hyundai Motors began shipping cars to the United States. Later in 1995, Portland State University and the University of Ulsan became sister universities. Today, Ulsan is a rich, global, industrial, metropolitan, ocean port city with approximately 2 million people. It is on the southeastern coast of the Republic of Korea. And it is also a city known as the economic powerhouse of Korea. Its robust economy is based on the key industries of shipbuilding, Hyundai automobile manufacturing, oil refining, and petrochemical manufacturing. They are also embarking on new green energy development. As with many sister city relations, there are similarities between our two cities. For example, as I mentioned, we're similar in population. We also have a similar landscape. Like Portland, Ulsan has a large river that runs through its city center. And like Portland, Ulsan boasts an exceptionally high quality of life that focuses on environmental awareness. Inspired by Portland's beauty, the city of Ulsan over the past 15 years has actually modeled numerous public projects after Portland. This slide here lists several of those. The Ulsan Grand Park was inspired by Washington Park and Forest Park. They have a relatively new rose garden called the Rose Valley, inspired after Portland International Test Garden. They also have embarked on cleaning up their Tewa River, which was very, very polluted. In the early 1990s, it was declared a contaminated dead river. However, today, the salmon, the heron, and other wildlife have returned to their river. It is now clean enough to swim in. Their mayor has said that he has kind of challenged Portland. If they could clean up their river, then Portland, too, could work on our Willamette River. They have green belts and recreational parks that line both banks of their Tewa River. Another similarity is that just as here in Portland we're finishing up construction of our bridge where we will have light rail going across it, in Ulsan, this week they finished construction on their newest bridge. They're celebrating its grand opening, and it is called the Ulsan Harbor Bridge. It is the third longest suspension bridge in the world. Activities that the Sister City Association embarks on every year, one being a lot of educational exchange. Each year, about 24 high school students from Ulsan visit Portland every summer for 3 weeks. It's a scholarship-funded program for future global leaders, and it's funded by the Hyundai Educational Foundation. Our association right now is preparing to welcome this year's cohort of high school students. During their stay, they stay with homestay families, which serve as a laboratory for gaining firsthand experience and knowledge about Portland and American culture, and provides an opportunity for Portlanders to learn about Korea and Ulsan. Recently, students from Portland or the greater Portland area are now starting to visit Korea more. I know of some exchange programs operating out of Vancouver, Washington, that often visit Ulsan. And also recently, West Lynn Athey Creek Middle School is embarked on exchange with Korea, including stopping over and exchanging students in Ulsan. Next up is to work on getting some Portland high school students to take part in this. In addition to the student exchanges at the high school level, we also have university student exchanges, university faculty exchanges, and occasionally governmental delegations from Ulsan will visit Portland. This past April, a district mayor of Ulsan visited. Ulsan is made up of 5 districts, and one of their district mayors was part of a larger mayor delegation from across Korea that visited the United States, sponsored by the U.S. State Department on a tour. This coming year, we're planning to focus on trying to get a Portland delegation together to visit Ulsan. We really want to focus on business and trade opportunities, explore sports exchange. They are big on soccer, and Portland is too, so that's an area we want to try to match up. And also to promote Portland as a tourist destination for Koreans. They have a big international festival, and I think it's perfect that Portland have a presence at their festival. Our Sister City program, I think, has immense opportunities beyond educational and cultural exchanges, and those are the things we want to focus on next. Things such as information sharing, collaboration, more partnership, especially on trade and development, economic development, human capacity building as well. Here in Portland, we value both local and global. The Sister City program provides a vehicle for connecting these two simultaneously. The Sister City Association also greatly appreciates the work of Hector Miramontes and his role and support of international relations, and we also appreciate the pledge that the city has in promoting international relations. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And last but not least.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, my name is Greg Raisman, and my day job is working for you guys at the Portland Bureau of Transportation, and I'm on one of my 3 vacation days right now, hosting a delegation from Utrecht. I've really enjoyed becoming partners with Utrecht, the Netherlands. It really began in 2009 based on a transportation knowledge sharing agreement as we were writing our bicycle plan. And they were building a light rail system that was modeling MAX. When we showed up to do some research, it turned out we had a lot in common. So that began in 2009. 2010 is when we decided we should start to expand our mission and really build on our base of commonalities. So we have a partnership with the city of Utrecht that we're really growing into many different sectors. Right now, I guess I should start by telling you about Utrecht, which is the 4th largest city in the Netherlands.
It's about 300,000 people, and like Portland, it's in a period of rapid growth right now. It's replacing the Utrecht Centraal State train station, which is the largest train station in the Netherlands. It's got a 1 kilometer long roof on this thing that just got completed, and 46,000 bike parking spaces. It's a kind of a different world, in a lot of the same sectors that we're in. A lot of things we can learn from them, of course. They're seen as a sustainability leader in Europe. They also are like us in that they have a lot of great universities, a lot of young people, a lot of creative economy. And so one of the things we're focusing on right now is looking at partnerships with Portland Made, which is a part of our board, and ADX and Made Here PDX, to try to actually have some products going back and forth from our artisan manufacturing sectors. The other thing that's happening in Utrecht right now is they're building a human rights commission. So while the delegation has been here, we've met with Portland's Human Rights Commission and are looking at ways of sharing information back and forth and learning from each other about how to address equity and human rights issues in our cities. In the Netherlands, there's a lot of similar issues that we have with particularly new arrivals and immigrants, and how to make them welcome and integrated inside of our cultures and express theirs within it in a comfortable way. And then the other thing is Travel Portland's a part of our group, and we have a direct flight to Amsterdam, we like to take advantage of that and as much as possible, and also support it because we have so many important businesses in both of our regions, which is why that direct flight is there. Next slide, please. Beer is always a good thing. And last year, the Oregon Brewers Festival brought in 10 Dutch brewers. There was a special beer tent for the Dutch brewers, and we established a number of collaborative beers between Portland and Dutch beer makers, and many of them were very delicious. And some of them were drank here and sent back over to the Netherlands. We have 6 brewers coming back this year. My wife and I are going on vacation, unfortunately, which means I have to give these beer brewers the keys to my house. But I think it'll work out. It's going to be okay. And we also have a documentary that was made last year that we're going to debut during the Oregon Brew Fest. And I've seen the trailer so far, and it's gorgeous. It was really fun visiting these brewers. And at one point, we were lots of different places with these guys, and we wound up in this like crawl space with this brewer in near Mount Hood, and we have this boom mic, and we're crawling, and there's these beer barrels, and it was, yeah, anyway. So memorable experience, I will say that. So we do want to, are in conversations through Travel Portland, through the city of Utrecht, and through Portland's marketing arm in the Netherlands at bringing an Oregon Brew Fest to the Netherlands. And so we've already begun conversations with international distributors who are bringing right now a whole shipping container of beer from Portland to the Netherlands. We've had some meetings this year, and that's ramping up. They actually can't get enough supply from us is the biggest problem. They're selling it so fast. So we're going to keep building that partnership. And then my last slide is just talking a little bit. We've become really integrated with what's called the Portland Dutch Society, our effort has. So the Portland Dutch Society is been an organization that does more of the cultural events. So King's Day happens every year at Oaks Park. 500 people attend. There's music and food, and it's a really nice cultural celebration. And then the Sinterklaas celebration is the Dutch version of Christmas, and he wears a bigger beard than ours and a pointier hat, and it's a pretty fun thing. I'd like to share that you know, we're profoundly grateful that the city of Utrecht has sent a delegation to visit us this year. We're seeing it as a way of continuing to build our partnership and relationship and economic ties and academic ties. So we've had meetings with the Portland State Partnership Vice President and a number of different organizations. We have everybody else right now is actually at ADX having a meeting to talk about that makerspace. So I want to introduce Hans Sockers, who's the Director of International Relationships for the City of Utrecht, the Netherlands, so he can say a couple words. And I just want to say very thank you to Hans and to everybody for making the time to come across the ocean and find ways for us to continue to really build upon our relationship.
Welcome back. Yeah, thank you, Greg. I think you have given an excellent update about what is happening. Only a few words from my side. I think it's I like to express my respect for the way you open up your city and offering the city as a space where all these people come together and can exchange. And well, this is very special for me to see how it works here and how you have this interest in all these communities and the bridging of these communities in Portland.